The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.
This is so awesome. Do you want to do survival school? Sean's on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet. Okay.
All right.
This is awesome. This will teach you. It'll give you a scenario. You'll have 5 seconds to decide what to do, how you would handle it, and then I'll let you know if you got it right or not. So it's survival school, but it starts oftentimes, it does start in a mall, and you're going from store to store. Ooh, look, there's maybe a store.
Rue 21.
There's Rue 21. Ooh,
yes.
There's Forever 21.
Rue 21.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, there's Yankee. You go into Yankee Candle, but it's about closing time. And for some reason, you know how they lower those cage door things? Like they lower them from the top and it shuts it down?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So they do that and you're like, what's going on? And you thought they were just like lowering it halfway so you could still get out, but they didn't. And their employees are gone. But then you hear animals coming from the back room.
Like a stampede.
And, yep, and everything is closed. Oh. Everything is closed. And here are the animals that are running at you right now, and they're coming into the Yankee Candle.
Where were they?
Everything is locked down. Doesn't matter where they were. They were dropped off by a circus train. It doesn't matter. But it's an African elephant and a capybara and a rhino and a hippo and a camel and an American bison too.
All there in Yankee Candle.
You have 5 seconds. How do you avoid getting eaten? You have 5 seconds. Go.
Four.
I'm gonna go hide in the candles because they smell pretty.
No, that won't work.
That wasn't bad. That won't work. No. Okay.
No. Here's the thing. You didn't need to do anything. Those are all herbivores that I just listed.
Oh, they're just looking for
leaves. I was like, there's gotta be a meteor in that list.
No, you could live perfectly in harmony and wait until the next morning until somebody comes in.
They're still stampeding though, so they could stampede him. Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Who let the gate down?
It's automatic.
Oh.
So, I don't understand why we even have to poke holes in it. It just that goes down.
This is just a general question.
Yeah, a lot of things are automated. So. I hate death. I know that's not like the most uplifting way to start talking on the radio, and you probably will never hear that again on any other radio station. Like, that's the first thing they say, but I really mean it. It's a friend of ours, sister, young, with kids, just died.
Little kids.
Oh, it hurts.
Yeah.
It hurts to think about. We're hurting with our good friend. Sherry's aunt died last week.
Yeah.
Somebody mentioned something to me when I think about this. Maybe you've gone through a loss lately, but it's like when you look in the Bible, evil has a weapon and it's death. That's evil's only weapon. It just gets played out over and over in different ways that all lead there. Mm-hmm. Like that's the goal. And so when I say I hate death, it's not a very uplifting thing to go, hey, thanks for saying that. That really made my day.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe this will. Apparently, it's quite clear, God hates death too. And he's the one who has all the power. So he demonstrates just how much he hates death by conquering it. So that's the worst weapon that evil has in the promise. And God put a down payment on this, is that death is defeated. The worst weapon you got, the worst thing that you can possibly hit us with, we can beat that one. It's true. I'm a nerd, but I'm trying to fit in now, and it's working.
Okay.
Like the fellas that hang out on the streets, tough guys.
Oh, tough guys.
Totally accept me now.
All right, great.
Some people don't believe it. I get notes from some tough guys with challenges. Like, oh, if you're a real man,
okay,
try this.
Yeah, they're vetting you.
This time it's from Barbara. And
wait.
Well, I know. Yeah, okay, hang on a second. Hang on.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so Barbara said, she admits she's not one of the fellas.
Okay, that's good to know, yeah.
Anyway, so Barbara said, I'm not one of the fellas, but I overheard them saying that if you're a real man, you will do this.
Okay.
In the studio, live, perform a flawless pommel horse routine, dismount, and then play the 70s hit The Hustle on your flute.
This is what Barbara overheard the fellas talking about you.
You said that's what they say. They go by the name The Vipers. That's
the Vipers, okay.
That's the gang name, I guess they have.
Okay.
So just to remind me and you like what The Hustle is, it goes a little something like this. Let's see if I can get it started here.
Okay.
Okay. Can I do this?
Grant.
Okay. All right.
This is what Barbara overheard the vipers talking about.
Yeah, so here I go. I'm getting ready to. So I'm going to do a pommel horse routine in the studio. Dismount, grab my flute, and play the hustle.
Okay. We got it.
Okay. Ready. All right. I got to remember. Okay. Getting up on the pommel horse, and here I go. One, two, three, five. Dismount. Bam.
I can only hope Barbara and the Vipers are listening.
Boom.
Because my goodness, was that impressive.
I'm out of breath, but
it's all worth it.
It's worth it if I can only finally be accepted by you guys. Every now and then, we do something called a misfit moment. This is when I talk a little bit about being something of a misfit. I wrote a book called Blessed Are the Misfits, and but people don't fit in very well. I'm on the autism spectrum. I tend to be really analytical. So sometimes I don't relate to worship stuff like some people do, or church culture things, or emotional stuff. All that to say, here's the thing, and I think this goes for you too, if you're a little odd by society's definitions, and I say odd as a compliment, frankly. You can't make that your identity. I can't. That can't be my thing. My thing has to be, I'm just telling you this, maybe you're younger than me, and maybe you're on the autism spectrum too. My thing can't be that. My thing has to be the fact that I'm somebody adopted into God's family and that He loves me. So if I do anything else, that makes it an idol. If I make anything bigger than that, it makes it an idol. And then what'll happen is it actually is used to separate me from other people. But I'm not called to do that. I'm supposed to love other people. Any identity that I take on that's separating me and then actually pushing me away from people or pushing them away, probably not such a good thing long term. What I need to do is make it secondary or tertiary or on down the line, because my thing, for all the stuff that comes along with Asperger's, and some of it's really good, that's not the definition of who I am. Something's messed up here. I hope I can share this. This is a news story I just saw. Suspect arrested after 2-hour corn maze search.
Okay.
So it mentions he was being pursued by police.
Mm-hmm. In the corn maze.
And he went into a corn maze. Mm-hmm. And it took him 2 hours, but they found him in the corn maze.
Yeah.
And it mentioned what he was wanted for. He's wanted for stalking and so on and so forth.
Oh my God. Okay. What are you doing with this?
What do you mean?
Okay, go ahead.
I mean, This is a once in a lifetime opportunity for a headline writer. How often do you get to say? I mean, they didn't tie it together.
Yeah,
at the end.
Yeah.
He's wanted for stalking.
No, I got
and
it.
I know you did, yeah. but do you? But can you see? I mean,
yes.
What
I get it.
How do you not? At least acknowledge it in the course of the story. Like, this
it's
you're not gonna believe this, but
it's as if someone pitched something across the plate and you wouldn't swing.
At least say the thing that we all see. It is time for Brant's three things. I hope these things are helpful to you in some small way. Today, it's three things to love about God. So, not the only things, but three things. And this kind of stuff comes up on our show a lot, but there's good reason for that. I mean, this is stuff we'd love talking about, but one of them is, I remember this. I was thinking about this today. One thing I love about God is He aligns Himself with people who have nothing to protect them, nothing else. See, some of us, if we have money, or we have good looks, or we have an education, or we have a societal status in some way, or prestige, or... yeah, that's awesome. But He aligns Himself with people who don't have that. And He says, I've got their backs. Now, this is unique. Out of all the gods in the history of the world, that's very unique. Nobody else is doing that. But I love that. As somebody, and maybe you're this way too, you kind of root for the underdog. Well, He doesn't just root for them. He identifies with them. He's like, whatever you do for them, you're doing it for me. That's His love language. I love that about Him. One thing I love about God, He's got a personality. It's not a list of rules. People think that. That's the way we tend to perceive of God, as rules or an embodiment of just a bunch of rules. He doesn't. That's not Him. got a personality. He introduces himself with certain ways. I'm your provider, for instance. That's unusual. Like in an ancient world, this god is this way, that god's that way. This one's going to wrathfully zap you. This one's going to do this. This is the god of the trees. Or this. No. This one's your provider. And he also introduces himself with his personality as a healer. I am the god who heals you, he says. I love that. We were talking about that yesterday because I've just been thinking about that a lot lately. Very unique. There's a god out of all the gods you can choose. There's one who identifies himself as I am the one who heals you. I love this about God. Promises. He's going to set things to rights. He's going to set things right in the end. That is a take it to the bank promise. And he keeps his promises. So all of the stuff that you get frustrated with, like we get mad because justice isn't served. I'm upset about this. This person got away with this. They got away with that. There's a peace that comes with knowing, do I trust God or not? Because I'm not just trusting God with loving me, which is hard enough, but I'm trusting him with the end that this is going to work out. And I can't wait for that. I'm really looking forward to it. Part of it's because I want to see people get their just desserts. I admit that. There's some of that, but I have to leave that to him. And in the end, he will sort things out. I love that. Don't know if you're in the market for a vehicle, but if you are, there's this car. It's for sale. It's a 2014 Lamborghini Venomo.
Venomo. Okay. That
Veneno. I don't know.
Sounds expensive.
It is. Mm-hmm. The last bit, I'm not going to buy it.
Okay.
For several reasons, but number one, the last bid was for $8.4 million.
Pricey.
For a car.
Yeah. So that's one reason why
you're... Yeah, because I'm not interested. Once you go over like $6 million, I'm not...
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's hard to justify it to your wife.
Right. Count me out.
Yeah.
Now, has Unoffendable been a success? Yeah. Has Blessed Are the Misfits? Yeah, but it's still pricey for me.
Okay. It's good. At least you're still grounded.
If I'm dropping $8.4 million on a car, seriously, mm-hmm. If I'm dropping $8.4 million on a car, am I getting a 2014? It's a 2014. I don't understand this.
Maybe that was a really good year.
Yeah, I guess so. But wouldn't you be in the market for a new car? It's used. It's got a few hundred miles on it. I'm like, well, I just feel like I know it's... I mean, if I'm giving you $8.4 million.
At least get me to 17.
Get me up there. Thank you again to the wonderful people at Fellowship Home Loans. We appreciate you very much for sponsoring the podcast and for sponsoring our lives. Because they've been awesome.
They have.
So it's Michael and Brian. So Mike and Brian are the guys at the top there. And
we got a chance to hang out with them for a little bit.
They're awesome.
What a great time.
And they gave to Cure and stuff. Like we are sold on them. And then they helped us both. We both happen to be doing mortgages. So
yeah.
The timing was great. Mm-hmm. And we cannot say enough kind things about them. So if you're interested in getting a refinance, which could be a really smart idea right now, if you already own a house, really smart. I just got the loan a year ago, mm-hmm. and our refinancing saved us a ton of money.
That's amazing.
Because the interest rates are crazy. Mm-hmm. So also, or buying a house like Sherry is doing, Fellowship Home Loans, talk to Mike and Brian and let them know if you would that you heard about it here. They'll appreciate that because they like what we do and we like what they do. That's wonderful. Phone number is 800-804-SAVE. So 800-804-SAVE. Or just go online. It's fellowshiphomeloans.com. So many times we have to just reflect and we have to look back and really take stock, honestly. Hang on a second.
Oh, no. What about the stock we were taking?
Another Breaking Animal News update. I'm at the Breaking Animal News desk with Breaking Animal News. I'm Brant Hanson. We cover animal news here because... All the news networks are very human-focused, mm-hmm. human-obsessed even. They ignore animal news that's breaking out, so here
you
go.
Well, that's because we're all humans, so.
I have python news.
Okay.
And here's the thing, all right? So I guess the news did cover this. They mentioned, there's an 11-foot python that was spotted off the coast of Florida. It was swimming in the ocean.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
11 feet.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Okay. From the python's perspective. So, it's swimming in the ocean. Okay, just put yourself in a python role for a little bit. Nobody wants you to squeeze anything, right? Right? We know that.
Yes.
But you can't slither around. Last week it was slithering underneath the porch.
Right.
So I can't be under a porch. Mm-hmm. I can't be in the ocean.
Where can I go where I'm not scrutinized?
Where am I supposed to be? Where exactly? Python is in a park. Python is under a porch. Python is in the sea. Python is like, where, okay.
Yeah, where am I supposed to go?
You don't want me squeezing stuff. You don't want me slithering. You don't want me swimming. You don't want me, what do you want me to do?
Let me live my life.
Let me, just tell me where. Just want to pause here on the podcast and take some time to just reflect on me, Brant Hansen, how awesome.
Great.
Yeah.
I'm sure I echo the feelings of the audience. We're very happy to be able to do this.
Thank you.
Tell us more.
Well, I just want to talk about... No, okay, so my birthday is coming up. It's October 11th, and I'll turn 50 years old. And so I was trying to think what I want for my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what you do. I rarely, in fact, I don't think, well, no, last year I did. Okay, besides last year, I rarely ever say what I want for my birthday.
I think the year before you said something.
Okay. True. And I've wanted robot armies, and people have responded, and I have a lot of robots.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is, I'm very that's thankful true. For. Yeah, little robots.
I see them over yep. there. Yeah.
I have like 50 robots, a couple people responded.
What would you like this year?
Anyway, how would you like to help us heal kids at Cure? That's what I want. I was thinking it's 50. Let's go for 50.
Mm-hmm.
I know it sounds crazy, but it takes about $1,000 to do surgery for one of these kids. And maybe you listen, you can pay for surgery. Well, it'd be a birthday present, but it's really not, you can take me out of the process.
Mm-hmm.
But I would love to hit that goal of $50,000 for Cure this great. Month. And maybe you want to just jump in with $10. That's awesome. $1,000. Hopefully you know what Cure is all about and why it looks so much like Jesus to me and to Sherry. But mm-hmm. It's totally up to you. It's totally fun. But what I have learned, and let me say this again, I know God has these people's backs. Like, these are the people he identifies with. And so he does promise, if you take care of them, I will take care of you. He actually says that in Proverbs 19:17. I've quoted it many times. If you give to the poor, you're lending to the Lord, and he will repay you, it says. And it has been my experience that as much as we give out for this sort of cause, then we've been fine.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we've had more to give. Mm-hmm. It's the weirdest thing. And I want to encourage you to jump in on that. It's not just for any cause. I wouldn't throw that out there. I don't say that when it comes to like giving to, like if we were doing a fundraiser for the podcast mm-hmm. or for a radio station or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't use that scripture
because mm-hmm.
that's not what it's referring to.
Mm-hmm.
It's referring to these people. So I do think you can give and give and give and go wild. And if you can give $1,000, I think you'll be fine. I think it's a great exercise. And all of it goes to Cure. And it's tax deductible. The way to do it, if you want, I set it up on Facebook, just one of those Facebook fundraisers. So if you go to Brant Hansen page on Facebook, you can find it on there and donate. But please do be wildly generous about it. I don't know how it's going to turn out. We may come up well short of 50,000. We may come up with 3,000.
Mm-hmm.
But 50 kids for 50th birthday, I thought would be, have a hook to it. I don't know. Not a marketer. But yeah, it'd be really awesome. So it's on Facebook. And if you want to do a Facebook fundraiser yourself, you got a birthday coming up, then I encourage you to do that for Cure. It'd be a wonderful thing. It's on Facebook, Brant Hansen page, and please be part of it.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHansen.com.